Mind Star Rising by Peter F. Hamilton. Read by Peter Kenny. To my mother and father, Hazel and John, of course. Chapter 1. Meteorites fell through the night sky like a gentle sleet of ice fire, their sharp scintillations slashing ebony overload streaks across the image Greg Mandel's photon amp was feeding into his optic nerves. He was hanging below a Westland ghost wing, 500 metres above the Purser's Hills, due west of Kettering, spiralling down. Wind strummed the membrane, producing near-subliminal bass harmonics. Ground Zero was a small crofter's cottage, walls of badly laid raw stone swamped with some olive-green creeper, big scarlet flowers. It had a thatched roof, reeds rotting and congealing, caked in tide-mark ripples of blue-green fungal growths. A 2-metre-square solar cell strip had been pinned on top. Greg landed 100 metres downslope from the cottage, propeller spinning furiously to kill his forward speed. He stopped inside 3 metres. The Westland was one of the best military microlights ever built. Lightweight, highly manoeuvrable, silent, with a low radar visibility profile. Greg had flown them on 15 missions in Turkey, and their reliability had been 100%. All British Army covert tactical squads had been equipped with them. He'd hate to use anything else. They'd gone out of production when the People's Socialism Party came to power, 12 years previously, a victim of the demilitarisation realignment programme, the credit crash, the warming, nationalisation, industrial collapse. This one was 15 years old and still functioned like a dream. A time display flashed in the bottom right corner of the photon amp image, spectral yellow digits, 21, 17, and 8 seconds. Greg twisted the Westland's retraction catch and the translucent wing folded with a graceful rustle. He anchored it with a skewer harpoon. There'd be no danger of it blowing away now. The hills suffered frequent twister gusts, and this was March, England's rainy season. Squalls abounded. Gabrielle hadn't cautioned him about the wing in her briefing, but Greg always followed routine, ingrained by sergeant majors and way too much experience. He studied the terrain, the amp image grey and blue, smoky. There were no surprises. The Earth resource satellite pictures Royan had pirated for him were 3 months old, but nothing had changed. The area was isolated, grazing land marginally viable. Nobody spent money on barns and roads up here. It was perfect for someone who wanted to drop out of sight, a non-entity wasteland. Greg heard a bell tinkling from the direction of the cottage, high-pitched and faint. He keyed the amp to infrared and up to the magnification. A big rosy blob resolved into a goat with a broad collar dangling a bell below its neck. He began to walk towards the cottage. The meteorites had gone, sweeping away to the east. Not proper shooting stars after all, then. Some space station's waste dump, or an old rocket stage dragged down from its previously stable discard orbit by Earth's hot expanded atmosphere.
At 2119 GMT, the dog will start its run towards you, Gabrielle had said when she briefed him. You will see it first when it comes around the end of the wall on the left of the cottage.
Greg looked at the wall. The ablative decay which ruled the rest of the croft had encroached here as well, reducing it to a low moss-covered ridge ringing a small muddy yard. A yellow blink. 2119, 0 seconds. The dog was a Rottweiler, heavily modified for police riot assault duty, which was expensive. A crofter with a herd of 25 llamas couldn't afford one, and certainly had no right owning one. Its front teeth had been replaced by monolattice silicon fangs, 8 centimetres long. The jaw had been reprofiled to a blunt hammerhead to accommodate them. Both eyes were implants, retinas beefed up for night sight. One aspect Gabrielle hadn't mentioned was the speed of the bloody thing. Greg brought his Valter 8 shot up, the sighting laser glaring like a rigid lightning bolt in the photon amp's image. He got off 2 fast shots, maser pulses that drilled the Rottweiler's brain. The steely legs collapsed, sending it tumbling, momentum skidding it across the nettle-clumped grass. In death, it snarled at him, jaws open, eyes wide, crying blood. He walked past, uncaring. The Valter's condensers whined away on the threshold of audibility, recharging.
At 2120 and 13 seconds GMT, the cottage door will open. Edwards will look both ways before coming out. He will be carrying a pump-action shotgun. Only 3 cartridges, though.
Greg flattened himself against the cottage wall, feeling the leathery creeper leaves compress against his back. The scarlet flowers had a scent similar to honeysuckle. Strong sugar.